This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush campaigns today in Iowa and Missouri, two important states in this year's election. Yesterday, the president stayed low-key. He avoided questions about the soon-to-be-released report of the bipartisan commission that is investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The heavy anticipation surrounding Thursday's release of the report on the September 11th terror attacks underscores what has become the pervasive issue of this political year: the president's performance in Iraq and in confronting terrorism around the world. Reports about what may be in the final report have dominated the news in recent days. But yesterday, the president was reluctant to weigh in on the topic, perhaps waiting for the specifics, and perhaps also not wanting to draw even more attention to a report that will likely contain passages critical of the Bush White House in the months leading up to 9/11/2001. In the Oval Office yesterday, the president was asked to comment on reports that the commission will call for a new cabinet-level official to oversee all intelligence-gathering operations in the U.S., an appointment that would acknowledge the government's failure to detect and prevent the attacks of nearly 3 years ago.
I have spoken about the reforms. Some of the reforms I think are necessary, more human intelligence, the better ability to listen or to see things, and better coordination amongst the variety of intelligence gathering services. And so we'll look at all their recommendations, and I will comment upon that, having studied what they say.
But Democrats counter that for all of the president's statements about making the country safer and for all his talk about taking the fight to the terrorists, that his judgment has been suspect and his policies inadequate. The Internet ad was unveiled on the Democratic National Committee website yesterday. 60 seconds long, it features out-of-focus images of the president taken from speeches and news conferences.
Although we haven't found stockpiles of weapons, I believe we were right to go into Iraq. And America is safer today because we did.
Words on the screen then pose the question, are we safer? Next, we hear President Bush talking about Osama bin Laden in a news conference from early 2002.
He's a person who's now been marginalized. So I don't know where he is. I just don't spend that much time on it. Let me be honest with you. I repeat what I said. I truly am not that concerned about him.
That is followed by images of Attorney General John Ashcroft from this year at a press conference warning of al-Qaeda plans for new attacks against U.S. interests. The ad ends with the phrase, "Credibility is on the ballot this November." The new Democratic spot appeared on the same day that the Bush campaign launched its own attack against John Kerry, a news release portraying him as shifting his positions too much to be trustworthy on such critical issues as national defense and the war on terror. The president will make the same case while campaigning today in the Midwest. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.